It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, this is Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings and a very special program today in conjunction with a special date in American history. We think about one of the great civil rights activists of all time, a man who led us in the Freedom March right here around the block in Washington, D.C. back in the 60s. It is Martin Luther King Day, and today we honor the memory of the man, Reverend Martin Luther King. Stay tuned to Border Crossings with our Reverend Martin Luther King Day special. It's Border Crossings, the voice of America, and this is a holiday here in the United States of America. We are remembering one of the true pioneers of civil rights. It was Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., who on this date back in 1968 lost his life. And so we memorialize him on this day. It's Martin Luther King Day in America. And that song that we started off the show with kind of puts it all into perspective. If you look back in American history, we've lost some great leaders. Abraham Lincoln, his life and his presidency was cut short at the hands of John Wilkes Booth. John F. Kennedy, his presidency again cut short at the hands of Lee Harvey Oswald and Martin Luther King, who was assassinated in front of his hotel room. What a tragedy. Some great leaders were lost to the world. And that was the first song of our show, Abraham Martin and John from Dion. We've got a lot of songs about freedom and about Reverend Martin Luther King's dream. He had a dream. There was a famous speech he gave right here, just a few blocks away from the Voice of America at the Mall in Washington, where he did tell the people about his vision, where everyone could live together in peace and harmony. Speaking of peace, people got to be free. Here are the Rascals.
Listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got
And this is the Voice of America. You're listening to our Martin Luther King Day broadcast on Border Crossings. My name is Larry London. That was John Lennon back in 1969, at a time that John Lennon, who was an activist himself, was fed up with the war in Vietnam and, of course, very upset over the tragic death of Reverend Martin Luther King and all the other things going on around the world. He recorded that song in a hotel suite in Montreal, Canada. And that was, as I say, 69. Give peace a chance. My name's Larry London. Looking down at the credentials of the late Reverend Martin Luther King, 13 years of civil rights activist work, he was selected one of the most outstanding people of the year by Time magazine in 1957. Listed in Who's Who in America the same year, and Spingarn Medal of Honor from the NAACP in 1957. The Russworm Award from the National Newspaper Publishers of 57, the Second Annual Achievement Guardian Association of Police in New York, 1958. Link Magazine of New Delhi, India, listed Dr. King as one of the 16 world leaders who had contributed the most to the advancement of freedom in 1959. The Man of the Year again in Time Magazine in 1963. The American of the Decade by Laundry, Dry Cleaning and Dye Workers Union, 1963. The John Dewey Award from the United Federation of Teachers in 64. John F. Kennedy Award from the Catholic Interracial Council of Chicago, 64. He won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964, when he was only 35, the youngest man and the second American, the third black man ever, to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. A lot of awards for the late Reverend Martin Luther King, and he deserved them all. He carried a wonderful message with him, and unfortunately, our country was never able to recognize his dream. To this day, we are still in search of peace and unity. Coming up, Marvin Gaye asking the question, what's going on?
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Let's go.
And that is Love Is All You Need from the Beatles out of 1967 here on The Voice of America. And that is Bruce Springsteen, the boss, with what is called Chimes of Freedom. And before that, we heard U2 and Pride in the Name of Love, a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. King died in 1968 in front of a hotel. He was standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. And it was April 4th, 1968. James Earl Ray shot the man in cold blood. In his tracks on the steps of that hotel. I'll never forget that. I was 8 years old at the time, and I remember watching the news unfold on television all day long as they continued to show the crime scene and continued to talk about what was a tragically historic event that occurred in American history. And this is a day that we set aside here in America to remember one of our great leaders, Reverend Martin Luther King. It's Dr. King's Day today. And you're listening to Border Crossings on the Voice of America. This is a pre-recorded show we're doing specially in remembrance of Dr. King. And tomorrow, back with requests. If you'd like to join the request show, it is bordercrossings@voa.gov. Here's Bob Marley with what is known as the Redemption Song on Border Crossings.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
This ain't coming from no prophet, just an ordinary man. When I close my eyes, I see the way this world shall be when we walk in it. When the last child cries for a crust of bread, we'll be free. notice is the color of skin. And the first thing we look for is the beauty within. When the skies and the oceans are clean again, then we shall be free. We shall be free. We shall. Anyone we choose, when this world's big enough for all different views, when we all can worship from our own kind of pew, then we shall be free, yeah. We shall be free. We shall.
And there he is, Garth Brooks, one of the great country favorites, and that is called We Shall Be Free. And freedom is exactly what Dr. King was all about, and that's what he talked about in his many different marches and at his big speech delivered right here at the Mall in Washington, D.C., his I Had a Dream speech is what it's called. My name is Larry London, and we are remembering the theme of Dr. Martin Luther King on this day, which is Martin Luther King Day, celebrating his birth back in 1929. It was January 15th. He was born in Atlanta, Georgia. And coming up next on our program, we've got a song from Michael Jackson. This one is one of the all-time greats. This is called Heal the World. And I can't think of a better way to phrase what Dr. King's message was all about.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. This place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world. Love that kid. nations turn their swords into plowshares. We can really get there if you care enough to live in. Make a little space to make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place.
Heal the world, make it a better place. It's Border Crossings on the Voice of America, the Michael Jackson hit that brings true to life the message of Dr. Martin Luther King. Here's Stevie Wonder, and it's a happy birthday song for anyone who's celebrating a birthday today. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. That's Stevie Wonder, and yes, happy birthday. Happy birthday to MLK, Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend King, one of our greatest leaders in American history. Of course, he led the crusade for civil rights and for freedom and equality. No matter what religion, what race, what color your skin, his dream was that we could all live together, and we're still trying to fulfill that dream even to this very day. I'm Larry London. This is our special Border Crossings tribute to Martin Luther King on this Martin Luther King Day holiday, and here is John Legend on Border Crossings.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh yeah. Again, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all
and
the hell.
But
they don't have so very long before their judgment day.
Oh.
So won't you make them happy before they pass away?
spirit dips so downhearted sometimes. So where I'd have strung and who I'd have trusted, where is the harmony, sweet harmony? 'Cause each time I feel it slip away, just makes me wanna cry. What's so fun about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, what's so fun about peace, love, and understanding?
London, thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings and our MLK tribute today. A special day for Dr. Martin Luther King and all that he stood for. A man we lost way too early in life, and all of the things that he represented are things that we still think about and work towards today so that everyone of all color and all race can get along and get together. And we'll get together again real soon here on Border Crossings. Thank you very much for tuning into today's show, and I hope you enjoyed our MLK Martin Luther King tribute. I'm Larry London, and thanks to Felicia and Vince and the gang. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.